A Sudden Fearful Death by Anne Perry. Read by Terence Hardiman. For one night or another night will come the gardener in white, and gathered flowers are dead, Yasmin. From Hassan by James Elroy Flecker. Chapter 1. When she first came into the room, Monk thought it would simply be another case of domestic petty theft, or investigating the character and prospects of some suitor. Not that he would have refused such a task, he could not afford to. Lady Calandra Daviot, his benefactress, would provide sufficient means to see that he kept his lodgings and ate at least 2 meals a day, but both honour and pride necessitated that he take every opportunity that offered itself to earn his own way. This new client was well-dressed, her bonnet neat and pretty. Her wide crinoline skirts were very feminine, accentuating her waist and slender shoulders, and made her look fragile and very young, although she was close to 30. Of course, the current fashion tended to do that for all women, but the illusion was powerful, and in spite of the mind's knowledge, it still woke in most men a desire to protect and a certain rather satisfying feeling of gallantry. "Mr. Monk?" she inquired tentatively. "Mr. William Monk?" He was used to people's nervousness when first approaching him. It was not easy to engage an inquiry agent. Most matters about which one would wish such steps taken were of their very nature essentially private. Monk rose to his feet and tried to compose his face into an expression of friendliness without over-familiarity. It was not easy for him. Neither his features nor his personality lent them.